What is going on, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of Guys Who Think They Know Ball. I'm your host, Leland Harrelson, here with my co-host and genius, Davis Troutman. We have an action-packed episode. We're going to try and keep this as brief as we can while also going into detail from every game from that's happened so far through Sunday. We're recording this on Monday night, so we're not going to be able to talk about the Bucks and the Texans that's happening right now. And then the Chargers are going to go up against the Raiders later tonight. But we want to dive in. You know, if you're looking for something to talk about at work, you know, the guys, they're saying, hey, you know, did you catch the game? Hey, maybe you didn't. That's okay. You come to us. We're a few guys who think we know ball. We're going to try and give you all the talking points. So without further ado, because we touched on it a little bit in our first episode, but I'm going to toss it to you, Trout. Let's go through Packers and Commanders. Just quick thoughts, big takeaways. You know, I know you're a Packers guy, but both sides of the ball, you know, Commanders and Packers going for us there.
Yeah, I mean, big takeaway, Packers defense is so legit. Micah Parsons had the most sacks or most pressures in the NFL this week, before these last two games. He's number four, I think, in total pressures in the NFL just this whole season, playing only 56% of the snaps for the Packers. So
And
still getting worked in, and he's just a
if
beast.
you watch the game too, I mean that stat is crazy, y'all, just so you understand. But we all knew this, right? He gets traded, he gets paid big money. I mean, the biggest money that you can get paid. But if you watch the game, to me, Trout, it's how quickly, I mean, he just gets to the quarterback in one move.
Yeah, it's
Probably in
insane.
1.5 seconds, he is in the
It's like
backfield.
one step, fake this way, he's there.
Yeah, he's there immediately. So I mean, he's a in my eyes right now, he's already a game-winning type player.
Yeah.
So
You add in Edgerrin Cooper has been unbelievable. He had a great kind of rookie year, came on strong at the end, and he's picking it up to start this season. I saw something. He's number 15 in. Or he has 15 stops, which I guess the NFL says tackles that cause negative expected points added. That's the most in the league. He's also number one in the NFL in hustle stops. So where you get a tackle that covers 20 or more yards on the field, no one else has more than five. He has eight. So he's flying around. That whole defense is flying around. They look really good. The offense took a big hit losing Jaden Reed. That
yeah,
sucks.
that's not good.
I think Golden is probably not going to be the immediate, I think, beneficiary of that. I think Dontavian Wicks looked pretty good.
I mean, he looks like
His hand, he has hands now.
he looks like how we thought he would look last year. I mean, he was a sleeper to everybody. His route running has always been there, but his hands have been so bad. On, I mean, we looked at the first drive that y'all had. You ran an out to Wicks on one side. You literally flip the play, go to Wicks again. It's back-to-back 15-yard plays.
And those weren't like he didn't have crazy separation. They
No.
were pretty contested catches on the sideline, and he's making those. So that's just really encouraging to see. Jaden Reed, obviously, no one on that offense does things exactly like him, but they're still in a good spot.
I do think I was a little confused with the Savion Williams draft pick myself. You
Yeah,
know,
I kind of was too.
for those of y'all who don't know, I mean, they obviously took Matthew Golden, who we'll talk about. They took him in the first round. They take Savion Williams, who's really profiles as a gadget player. They took him in the third. A lot of people were confused with taking him because that's how you can utilize Reed. But now with Reed out, I really think that opens it up. I mean, he looks great so far.
And he's so big.
He's so big, he's so fast. I mean, I'm excited. I'm excited to watch him,
Yeah.
but obviously sucks losing Reed. Let's talk about just really quick. I mean, look, Jacobs, I think he's a phenomenal back. I venture as far as to say that he's a top five back. I don't think the run blocking has been there. I mean, I think people are kind of selling out to stop the run, which is, I mean, it is working, but it's not working enough. Jacobs is going to get in the end zone. So be that as it may, Matthew Golden. He's got what, Trout? 15 yards in the
He
season
had
so
two for
far?
16 week one, two targets, no catches week two.
Yeah.
But
Could
those
have had
two
two
targets were
touchdowns.
both potential touchdowns. They
Yeah.
should have been if those were probably Jordan Love's two biggest misses of the day. And they were both, it felt like his only misses of the day. And they were both to golden there. But don't panic on him. He's doing everything right. It seems like he's always open looking back and watching some of the routes he ran. So he'll get involved.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with that. I'm not worried about him.
No.
It's not like his route running hasn't been there. He hasn't been open. He has been.
Yeah.
He's not being schemed necessarily, but I mean, that's not necessarily a sign for alarm. All right, let's just touch briefly on the Commanders. Look, you lose Eckler. I saw people talking about on Twitter, now's the time, if you're the Commanders, that you wish you had a guy like Brian Robinson. Probably shouldn't have traded him for a sixth. My honest opinion, man, the run game is lacking. I think Terry McLaurin's off to a slow start. That happens a lot. I mean, we've seen that recently. Look, you had Ayuk last year. It's a guy who sat out all of camp. Terry's going to start slow. Yep. Debo looks good. But, man, I don't know if it's – who did they play week one?
They played the Giants, didn't they?
Played the Giants. They have a strong interior. But, gosh, guys, they have not been able to run the football. And you lose Eckler, who's not elite by any means. He is somebody that can contribute. And now you're looking, you're going to activate Chris Rodriguez. You've got Bill, Jacory Kroski-Merritt. I don't think is that guy that can support a contending team.
Especially the way that they want to run. Like, they got a running QB. They like to run the ball. You look at, like, a team like the Ravens, that's Lamar and Derrick Henry working off that and how hard that is to stop. You don't get the same thing with
Bill. And I don't have the stats in front of me. I'd have to imagine, though, if you look at Terry McLaurin, he's not necessarily just a deep threat guy. Absolutely not. No. He's a great wide receiver one.
Yeah.
I don't know about great wide receiver one, but he is a true wide receiver one. The deep ball hasn't been there. And I think that's because teams feel pretty comfortable sitting back. I mean, they've had to give a lot of volume to Debo, but you feel comfortable because it's not there. So if I was going to say anything, Trout and I had talked about this before, I think the Commanders they got to trade for somebody. That's my opinion. The market says, oh, go get Jerome Ford on Cleveland. I don't think that's going to move the needle at all. Just keep Bill
doing what he's doing, if that's the case.
I personally think they got to do something.
I talked about Breece. Yeah. I don't know what the Jets are. Well, the Jets might be a little more willing to think about moving if they keep playing like they did this week.
Yeah, they were terrible.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
Overall, I'm not panicking if I'm the Commanders by any means.
No.
Jaden looks a little slower, but I mean, he actually banged up his knee. We didn't even talk about that, but yeah, Jaden's MRI came back. He's got a knee sprain. He might miss next week. I'm still not concerned about them missing the playoffs, but it's a tough start. I think it's a start that they were probably looking to avoid, but that is what it is. All right, we spent a ton of time there.
Yeah,
that's all right.
We'll go quicker through some of these other games.
Rams, Titans, just a few quick highlights for me. Especially on the Rams side. I mean, Puka looks like he has to be considered a top five wide receiver in the league.
I would say so.
He just looks so good. He takes all the volume. The interesting thing that we saw that we didn't see last week is Davante Adams, I don't know, he probably doubled his targets. Actually, no, that's not true. I don't think he doubled his targets, but he had a lot more targets. He had a lot more production. I think he contributed like 22 fantasy points. He had a touchdown.
This week.
Yeah. So that combo, if they can stay healthy, is going to be really good. Like we had talked last week, the way I view it, I definitely still view the Rams. They take care of the Titans 33-19. They were in control the whole time. I view the Rams as a team that I really do think that they're going to win this division. Titans side of the ball, look, Tony Pollard, he looks okay on the ground. I think he had 20 for 92. No receptions so far this year, Trout. So we're seeing Ward. He's pushing it down the field. But, Elik,
that one play was crazy. Cam Ward extended it, threw it across. That was that might have been the craziest throw of the week. One of them.
It's dangerous.
Yeah, it's.
And I think that's how scary to watch.
But yeah, it worked out.
What are your thoughts?
The Devontae and Puka together. I think Puka went like 8 for 91 receiving, and he had that 45-yard touchdown run. Devontae like 8 for 106. Devontae had, I think, like 13 or 14 targets and a ton in the red zone. That's he was the guy that Stafford was looking at in the red zone. But the two of them combined for like, it's like almost two thirds of the target share in Los Angeles. So Stafford has guys, we talked about that last week, and he's going to get the ball to them, and they're both so good that you can't cover both of them.
No,
they're too good.
No, definitely not.
So if they stay healthy, if Stafford stays healthy, then that's a dangerous offense. Kyron still had 66 rushing yards. It didn't seem like he was that involved, but
he didn't score this week though.
No.
I mean, we're not going to just do this for fantasy perspective, but from a fantasy perspective, though, I will say, I just view him as a high-end two kind of guy.
Yeah.
I just think if he doesn't score, he's going to have whatever, how many carries between 60 and 80 yards, might get a few dumps, but
if he's not getting the touchdowns, because the Rams, on five different plays from the 3 yard line, they threw it to Devontae Adams. So if Kyron's not getting the handoffs there, then yeah.
Just a touch on Cam. I mean, like I said, the stats weren't there last week. This week he goes 19 for 33, 175, one touchdown, no picks. So protecting the ball.
This would you like to see that early?
You do, yeah. Right? I mean, you want a guy to not go out there and make a ton of mistakes. He is throwing a lot. This receiving core is just lacking. We knew that going into it. They're obviously not going to be able to make any moves now. There's no point. But Ridley, he looks a little better, 3 for 57. Elliott, he goes 4 for 56 and 1. That's a guy I'm keeping an eye out on. He got a lot of hype in camp. You know, I just talked about him, but...
And he had been a big draft prospect coming into this final season in college. Didn't necessarily reach his expectations that final year, but he comes in with as a pretty big name that they got pretty late in the draft.
Yeah. So I still don't see them winning more than four games, but we'll keep an eye on Tennessee, mainly looking at Cam. So let's move on. Jags, Bengals. Big news here, y'all. Joe Burrow goes down second quarter. Jake Browning comes in. He goes 21 for 32, 241 yards, two touchdowns, but three picks.
Yep.
We've seen Browning before, y'all. If any of you guys were Jamar Chase owners in 2023, Joe Burrow could not stay healthy.
Yep.
Browning's going to be a guy that I think in the first few games, I think they're going to have some success.
Yeah.
He's going to turn the ball over, obviously. But this offense does have weapons that they can move it. The only thing I'll say is that I just view him as someone that is quite easy to figure out. Unless he's gotten better, they must assume that he is a viable quarterback or they would have moved on. He's gone 4-3 as a starter. They're starting off 2-0, which is rare for them. Joe's going to be out 3 months. It's going to be an uphill battle to make the playoffs. The division is really strong. When you go on the road, I mean, well, they'll be at home against the Browns. It's going to be tough against that defense. You've got the Ravens twice. I don't see them winning either of those. I think Pittsburgh, they might beat them twice. I don't know.
I bet they split.
They might split. Either way, it's gonna be an uphill battle. We're going to have to see some level of improvement from 2023. On the Jags side of the ball, for me, biggest concern is Brian Thomas.
Yeah.
I sent a video to some guys this morning, probably some of you guys, if you're on Twitter, you had seen it. He took a heavy hit in preseason. I don't know if you'd seen it. He had come across the middle in like game two. He almost got knocked out. Brian Thomas is legitimately, he is scared of contact right now. There's a few
clips. Is that one play in the end zone?
Yeah, there's one play in the end zone that he had an easy touchdown and he just kind of
ducked away.
He ducked away from contact, the safety coming across the middle. He dropped one on the goal line. So this is a guy that completely broke out last year. People were viewing him as a guy that he turns into there were conversations just slightly below like Malik Nabers. As far as comparisons go, he's not there right now. Someone had put it this way. They need to go back to the simple stuff for BTJ. He's a deep ball guy, already elite.
Yeah.
Deep. So, you know, maybe you get Diami more involved. Maybe Travis Hunter can actually produce at a decent level. He hasn't so far. Brenton Strange, he had two catches this week. That's a guy that you probably want to get more involved.
Parker Washington was
Yep.
actually really involved. I think he had like 75
Really?
receiving yards this week. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, what are your thoughts, man? I mean, Jags, they really, you can't lose this one. I think
Yeah.
that they're not legit, but.
I mean, this week one, you didn't see a whole lot of defensive snaps from Travis Hunter. I think he had like 40 or so this week. So you saw him get involved. You saw him make a couple key mistakes on that kind of Bengals winning drive
And he
where
had PI.
he gave up a reception, then he gave up what it was a PI that was pretty controversial. It wasn't anything blatant. I thought it could have gone either way. Obviously, they called it PI and the Bengals ended up kind of winning because of it. It was on 4th and 5 that it happened. But I guess on the bright side, it is good to see him start getting some reps on defense. Definitely what the Jags want to be able to
That's
see.
what the fans want to see.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what's
Yeah.
your outlook on the Bengals here?
With the Bengals, the one thing I'll say is they do have a tough road ahead. The good thing is they get a chance to like a solid chance to start 3-0 playing. Is it the Vikings next week that they play them?
Yeah, I think so.
Playing just a
Carson
backup
Wentz.
duel between Browning and Carson Wentz.
They could win that. They
They
could go
could start
3-0. They're
3-0.
probably the
That would be
favorite.
a massive thing for them to build
Yeah.
up some cushion. I think Browning as a starter I think is like just above
Yeah, he
500.
is. Yeah, he's
So if he can
400.
play kind of 500 ball with this cushion they built, get Burrow back maybe a little earlier than they thought, that they'll still be alive.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's not you're not looking to next season already.
Yeah. No, definitely not. They're still there. They'll be okay. I mean, look. Joe Burrow could come back week 16, week 15.
Has it been confirmed that it's
It's
the
it,
3-month
that's
deal?
what everyone's saying. So it sounds like it's 3 months. That is a huge hit.
He was getting that second opinion.
Yeah, so we'll see. I mean, I think it is surgery. So can we just say, Trout, just really briefly, and then we'll move on. We've got to find a new name for turf toe. I mean,
It sounds so minor.
it sounds so minor. And I think everyone, I mean, actually, when I got the initial report that it wasn't his ankle, I was more concerned because if it's high ankle, it's not the end of the world. He
Yeah,
missed 2 weeks at quarterback. I mean, Mahomes did that in the Super Bowl after like what 2 weeks after a high ankle, he looked
and
great.
you can even be cautious and send him out a couple with the wins you have.
Yeah, but you know, when that toe is messed up, you know, it's the joint that connects your big toe to your foot. You can't plant. You can't move. You can't do anything. So. Yeah, it's a big loss. So we'll go briefly over these next two. We've got Browns, Ravens, and we've got Bills, Jets. Browns, Ravens, like I said last week, Flacco's fine. They get Judkins back. I think
Guys look good.
Judkins looks good, and Dylan Sampson stayed involved. I really like how they scheme Sampson. They're using him a lot in the receiving game. They line him up outside. I think they're gonna be a good 1-2 combo.
Yeah.
Just going forward, I think they will be good. Bannon, go ahead.
I was surprised to see Judkins just immediately kind of
Yeah,
put into the offense the way he was out. You
he's
would
a
have
starter.
expected just a kind of a slow work in progression, but they threw him out there and he looked good running the ball, making some cuts. He looks like he's going to be pretty explosive player on the field.
No, I think so. Receivers, look. Judy is not that good. That's my opinion. I know he blew up a little bit last year. I don't think he's that great. On the Ravens side of the ball, if you're a Derrick Henry fantasy owner, you're mad. And they won 41-17. They were running Justice Hill.
Why give Derrick Henry the ball
No, you don't need to.
20 times in that type of game? They did
Yeah.
start slow. It wasn't they didn't jump on them immediately, but once they did, it all happened so fast.
It is a good defense.
Yeah.
Maybe you can't get us wrong. It is a good defense. Obviously, they gave up 41, so it's kind of crazy saying that. The Ravens can go for 40 against
I
anybody.
know.
And I think, you know, if they want to, I think they probably will. Fannin outproduces Njoku. He went
Again.
5 for 48. Njoku goes 4 for 40. At this point, I think Njoku could get traded. I don't know if they want to do that. They might like their heavy set, two tight ends. They're not necessarily two blocking tight ends.
It is a contract year too, so he's not in their long-term plans. So if someone does come calling, that could happen.
I think if the price is right, I think that they move on.
Yeah.
Anything else from you, Trout? Ravens side of the ball.
Nothing much. It was fun to see Tez Walker score two touchdowns. Obviously wouldn't anticipate him continuing to be that big of a part of their offense.
We were both surprised at how slow he looked. Horrible last year. I hate to say it. I mean, we love Tez. Both went to UNC. He was great in college with Drake.
Yep.
He was all we had. It was Tez Walker, Drake May, and Omarion Hampton were that
Dogs.
entire. That was all they were. I
Yep.
mean, that's the reason, we were overhyped, I guess, but the rest of the team was terrible. It's
Yep.
those three. Tez was really good. He has two touchdowns this week. I think he could be a guy. De'Ami Brown broke out late with the Commanders.
He
Tez
could.
could be on that
Yeah.
track.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
And Diami's in that same game had a touchdown, 60 or so yards. So you never know.
No,
Yeah.
we'll see there.
Zay Flowers, I will say one last thing. Zay Flowers has like the most targets per route run in the NFL this year. Obviously, the Ravens are running the ball more times than they're not. So he's not running as many routes, but he's been really, really effective when they have thrown the ball.
Zay could be good. Zay was a guy that I, from a fantasy perspective, again, I have never doubted him as a wide receiver. Necessarily, not maybe not as a true one, but the way that they use him,
In that type of offense, yeah.
it's amazing. Especially his mid-level routes that he's able to do, gets open across the middle of the field. Yeah, I mean, that's a guy that you love to have.
Yep, that's my flex.
Well, he's killing it right now. Bills Jets. I just need to pull this up to confirm. When I had looked, Justin Fields, he got knocked out in the fourth quarter. Yeah, so Fields finished. Get this, guys. Fields finished. So he only missed one drive, maybe two. Garbage time.
Yeah.
They lose 30-10. It was 30-3 when he went out. 11, 3 for 11, 27 passing yards, no touchdowns, no picks, QBR 1.1.
Yeah.
That's bad.
The week one reactions might have been a little quick.
Well, we were we I think we
I
were a little
was I
slow.
was kind of bought into the whole offensive
They look
identity they
so
were
good.
building.
I mean, this is a classic Jets, though. You
Yeah.
look so good against a good Steelers defense. Who is, I mean, look, they played fine against Seattle. And then you go and you look so bad. Breece Hall, 10 for 29. That's not on Breece, in my opinion. Fields did run the ball, 5 for 49. Garrett Wilson ended up going 4 for 50 while Fields was in. He had one catch. It was Breece Hall had two. Garrett Wilson had one. No one else on the offense. That is as bad as it
I
gets.
think at the time that Fields exited the game, they had 87 total yards.
And 49 of those are Fields on the ground.
Yep.
That's unacceptable.
It was ugly.
So Fields in concussion protocol. They've got Tyrod Taylor will be make probably making the start next week. Fields gets a second to get right. I mean, Bills are a good defense. They gave up a ton against the Ravens, but it's the Ravens.
Same thing as saying the Ravens gave up a ton against the Bills. It's the Bills.
So, dude, you said last week the Jets could win 7. I think Jets went 5, maybe. Unless this is a fluke, and the Bills just Sean McDermott came in and said, "Get right now." Which is possible. The one thing on the Bills side of the ball, James Cook.
He looks so good. Yeah, the Bills have the best rushing expected points added in the NFL. They have the second best rushing success rate in the NFL, and that's coming against the fourth most stacked boxes on defense in the NFL. They're facing a stacked box 36% of the time. They don't care. They're going to run the ball anyways, and Josh Allen and James Cook are looking amazing. Rhea Davis is looking solid. The whole team, they're just running ball down the other team's throat.
Yeah. I mean, this is going to be, I mean, pass catchers. Kincaid goes 4 for 37. He leads his team in receptions. Josh Palmer, 2 for 47. he's just a he's an okay guy to have out there.
Yeah.
Shakir only 1 for 12. Shakir, I think that he will be fine in the long run. I think he's, you know, as far as like from a purely football perspective, from fantasy, you know, you're not owning any of these pass catchers. You just
they're stashed on the bench.
Yeah, maybe in case
two of them, maybe.
In case they start to get in closer games. But this is a, you know, it's they're gonna run the ball. I was not a huge James Cook fan going into the year. He obviously gets paid. I just didn't realize how good he was. I mean, he can take the ball from. Feels like he can house it from really far outside.
Yeah.
So we're really impressed. Let's go to Pats, Dolphins, Trout, instant reactions.
The QBs looked good. Drake bounced back from that week one slow start. He looked incredible. Tua started out. There was a time somewhere relatively deep into the game where I checked his stats and he had a perfect passer rating. He didn't finish that. He ended up throwing a pick. But I was encouraged. He finished 26 for 32 for 315, two touchdowns, one pick. That offense looked a lot better than it did week one. It looked like it at least had a chance.
Well, Tyreek catches his first pass on like 30 yards in a year. He had a 47-yard catch.
Yeah, the pass defense has been great against the run to start the year.
Yeah,
but they have been near the bottom of the league in passing defense. Well, obviously, it's two games in, and half of that is Tua throwing for 315.
Well, so they also Trout Christian Gonzalez hasn't played yet.
Right,
so they get him back. Look, I think he was. They thought he had a shot to go this week. I think it's hamstring. I'm not entirely sure. Look, when they get him back, I think that, I mean that's huge. I mean he's a top corner. He's elite. We can go ahead and say it. He's really good. So that will be a big boost to them. Let's talk about Trout. Travion Henderson. Three holding penalties. I don't know if you saw that. Travion Henderson, guys, you know, this is somebody that got a ton of hype.
Yep.
Coming out of Ohio State, you would have thought Judkins would be, I mean, Judkins may be the better NFL back. As soon as Travion got drafted to the Pats, everyone just blew up.
Yep.
Travion is potentially going to be a top. And I heard people throw out top five, top seven back.
Yeah.
You know, from a pure football perspective, three holding penalties, guys. That is not how you get playing time as a rookie. Ramondre had a 55-yard catch. Who's the coach? Vrabel.
Yeah.
Vrabel said today in a podcast that catch was designed for Travion, but they had to have Travion on the bench because he has three holding penalties.
Yep.
So if you're looking for a rookie to overtake a vet, Ramondre had fumbling issues last year. He fumbled seven times. He hasn't fumbled yet this year. And if we're being honest, he's not a bad back.
No.
So
Gibson was getting work on. We said last week Gibson would get work on some third downs.
Yep.
He got some work on some first downs.
Yep.
So there, I mean, Stevenson obviously had 142 yards from scrimmage. Gibson looked pretty good. 5 carries, 27 yards. And so these guys are playing well. They're not just going to give up their spots to Travion.
No.
And Travion is shooting himself in the foot with it too, just with the holding penalties. We saw another running back we'll talk about later who's a rookie who is kind of doing the same thing to himself in limited opportunities. But that's – would they anyone that's counting on Travion Henderson to have a big year is probably going to have to wait a little longer than they thought.
I mean, it's looking like – I mean, at this point, you're looking probably into week 6, 7. Barring, you know, Ramondre could get hurt next week. Any other thoughts there?
Not really.
Okay. Saints Niners, look, Mac Jones looks good. Juwan Jennings, he actually comes, which I actually had a feeling that he would. He goes 5 for 89 and a touchdown. Ricky, he goes 4 for 56, no touchdown. Ricky is a guy, I'm just not feeling like he's going to be that. What they were looking for when they drafted him. Obviously, he had a terrible situation where he had gotten shot last year before they started. He missed that development. I don't know if he's going to return that late first draft capital. I think he's going to be fine. Mac looks good. He goes 26 for 39, 279, three touchdowns, no picks. I didn't know Mac Jones could do that.
As he played as well as you could have possibly asked him to that game.
Yeah. I mean, look, the internet's saying, oh, well, why are we paying Purdy $250 million? That's not true. Just wait till next week. I would imagine, I'm not going to just say it because Shanahan is, he's that good.
Yeah.
I mean, he has proven time and time again, he can win games with anybody at quarterback. The only game that he couldn't win was the NFC Championship game against the Eagles because they didn't have any. So McCaffrey, 13-55, 4.2. He goes 6 for 52 in the air, a touchdown. Like we said, they're just going to have to feed him the ball. He's going to take care of him. I don't know. What do you think?
I thought the tight ends did a pretty good job filling in for Kittle, obviously. And none of them had the kind of receiving impact. They combined for 6 catches for 46 and a touchdown. I thought it was interesting. Tongas was supposed to be more of the receiving guy with Farrell being the blocker. Farrell ended up being the guy that got the touchdown catch.
Interesting.
Which Tongas was still more involved receiving, but they did what they needed to do. They kind of stepped up to the plate. Wouldn't expect them to be able to replace the Kittle production, but overall, just that game win, it was fortunate. It was against the Saints for the Niners.
Yeah, absolutely.
But they stepped up and kind of had their guys' backs and won the game.
I'll say this on the Saints side of the ball, Rattler, he's a starter.
Yeah, pretty good.
He's the starter.
Yeah.
25-34, 207. I mean, he's averaging 6 yards per completion. It's not a lot. Look, he's got 3 touchdowns and no picks. The Saints have a 5th-round draft pick, I think, invested in this kid. That's pretty good for a 5th-round quarterback. Now, do I think the Saints will actually be productive? No, I think the Saints, I think they're really, really going to struggle. You know, Kamara, he's still moving the ball. He almost had 100 on the ground. Olave is their one. Shaheed, they both combined almost 100. They crossed 100. Olave gets 6 for 54. Shaheed, 4 for 52. The biggest one that I think is a shock to all of us is Juwan Johnson.
He did it again this week.
Did it again. So Rattler loves him.
Yeah.
You know, as far as looking at a guy that's going to probably produce, they're going to be losing. They're going to be throwing the ball. He looks good. So as long as Rattler remains the starter, which, guys, that could change. Rattler could go out, which is totally possible, have 82 yards in the air with 4 picks.
Yeah.
And he could lose his job. But then, you know, I think, what do you say, Show or Shaw or Shuck? However you pronounce it, the young man out of Louisville who is like 27 years old as a rookie, he could come in. Right now, Rattler looks like the guy. The team is going to be bad.
Yep.
So there's not too much for us to comment there.
Vele, who they made the late trade for in the offseason, got his first touchdown as a Saint. That was his only catch, was 3 yards, but they're getting him involved a little bit. I thought it was interesting the moves that they've made at wide receiver, specifically bringing him in for spending not much, but a tiny bit of draft capital. And then this week, bringing in Jalen Polk, who's on season-ending IR with a shoulder.
Yeah, it's crazy.
They brought him in from the Patriots. So I don't know what exactly they're doing there. They have a weird kind of stance on draft picks, I guess, because they're just – These late picks, they're
well,
willing
it's,
to just
it's
kind
weird
of
because what Vela was around for. He was a, I think he was a, was he a 7th round pick?
Yeah.
He's a 7th round pick last year.
And he's old.
He is 27 years old. They traded a 4th for him.
Good job, Broncos.
That doesn't make any sense. you know, as far as, I mean, that's no surprise. The Saints are probably the 2nd worst team in managing football rosters other than the Carolina Panthers. And they're in the same division. So enough said.
Yep.
Giants, Cowboys.
Probably the game of the week.
Game of the week. Cowboys looked bad to start.
They did.
They looked bad to start. I would go as far as to say I don't think they deserve to win this game.
No.
It
hurt to see Russ play that well and get the loss.
Talk about Russ for a second.
Dude,
if you guys have seen this, his PFF chart, I think
the or the
just, next gen stats yeah. chart. If you haven't seen it, look it up. He was throwing the football, man. And Wandale Robinson, he's a guy that we've Wandale was a high regarded slot wide receiver coming out of Kentucky.
Yeah.
Tears his ACL, comes back. Daniel Jones just threw him the ball last year. Wandale Robinson was getting 12 targets a game. But he was a guy we're like, oh, Daniel Jones is terrible.
Yep.
He's only throwing to Wandale. Wandale looks good.
Yeah. He was open every time.
And Russ found him.
Yeah. Malik Nabers, the same thing. They're both just getting by that secondary. Trayvon Diggs looked terrible.
Yeah.
It's not what you want to see.
We've known that, though.
Yeah. I mean, he's that whole secondary is opportunistic. They make their big plays, but
that's what they like to do.
It was ugly. I mean, letting Russell Wilson throw for 450 yards on your head is.
I was going to say Trout. Neighbors, in my opinion, if you're talking about Malik Neighbors, I think you have to be talking about him in the same sentence of Justin Jefferson.
Yeah.
It may be a bit of a stretch. The guy is so good. He is so good. And Russ, this game, he threw whatever, 400 something yards.
Yeah.
Malik Neighbors is so good. He is already elite. He is a top three wide receiver. It is Ja'Marr Chase, it is Justin Jefferson, and it is Malik Neighbors. In my opinion. I mean, there's a lot of other guys you can throw out there. Puka, I mean, I love Tay.
Yeah, maybe. I can't
think right now. We'll go through and we'll break that down. To me, guys, he's really, really good. Cowboys slow start, but Javonte Williams.
He might actually have a year.
He might.
Like a full year. This might not be a 1 year, 1 week thing, but it's now a 2 week thing. He's looking really good. He's looking as good as he's been since those injuries. Saw him obviously coming out of Carolina. We saw a lot of Javonte. Thought really highly of him and were pretty disappointed when he just blew up that knee.
Yeah, I mean, I was saying ACL, MCL, PCL, LCL.
Weren't sure what he was going to be able to do for a team going forward. I liked the Cowboys just giving him a shot. You know, that backfield they've had kind of been guys coming in, guys coming out. Yeah. Yep. So he kind of fit the bill, and he's been rewarding them a lot. I mean, another touchdown, a lot more involved in the passing game. I think he had 6 catches on 7 targets this week. So he was doing it all for them.
And the Cowboys are going to be losing.
Yeah.
At some games. I mean, if they're playing a good team,
They're going to be going back and forth in close games a lot.
Yeah. I mean,
because they can score with the best of them, but
I'm obviously concerned. Cowboys defensive side of the ball. Guys, it's not good. It's not going to be good.
Kenny Clark again with a sack and a tackle for loss.
He's good.
Probably the only redeeming.
Right now, it's looking like that's going to be a win-win for both teams.
Could be.
Well, then again, you lose Michael Parsons.
Yeah, it obviously depends on who they take, what situation that franchise
is. I mean, also, you guys are looking like you might lose 3 games. So
I hope we don't even lose 3.
Okay. I mean, look, it's going to be a late first.
Yeah.
Probably too late first.
Yeah.
So, we'll see. Pickens.
More involved.
There was a throw in the back of the end zone. I forgot to catch the game. I don't know if you saw it. Dak throws it up to him. It gets tipped by a defender. And George has his hands down low. He does this thing where he jumps. I mean, if you watched him play last year, if you're a Steelers fan, you know this guy has a tough time. He makes elite catches. And then sometimes he just loses focus. I mean, obviously, we know he doesn't try on all his plays, on all of his routes, and all of his blocking. He had one where I thought he could have made the play. He ends up saving himself, gets a touchdown. Got more involved. If they're going to shoot out, George is going to be a reason that they can stay in games because you can't double CD. I mean, you could try. Ferguson got really involved. I don't know his final stat line.
He had 12 targets.
I mean, Dak threw the ball 52 times.
Yeah.
He
looked good. He didn't get himself killed again. That's 2 weeks in.
Yes. Yeah. Love
been
to see
saved
that.
From the hospital balls.
So, Cowboys, they get to 1-1. Giants 0-2, but a great run at it.
One.
Russ saves himself some more time. I think it's good for Dart.
Yeah.
I think it's good for Dart. I will say this. I think Jameis Winston gets traded. If Jake Browning looks bad against the Vikings, I think they go for Jameis.
Jameis and Jamar.
Oh, man. It would be so fun to watch. Now, it's tough to trade for a quarterback in the middle of the season, but Jameis has done it before.
He's also probably the most tradable quarterback.
Yeah.
Given that room, that's probably the only quarterback room with two vets like him and Russ and a guy that they want to eventually be the starter anyways. So he's in a position where they can easily move him. I did want to say one more thing.
Yeah.
Brandon Aubrey obviously hits the 64-yarder to force OT and then hits the game-winning kick in overtime. My question is he better at his – is the gap between him and second-best kicker in the NFL a bigger gap between the best of any other position in the NFL?
Yes.
It has to
be. Doesn't miss.
Yeah.
He doesn't miss.
It's crazy
that he didn't even play
football. How valuable a player like that is.
No, it's nuts.
He single-handedly won them that game.
Yeah.
So, Cowboys, you no longer have one of the best defensive players in the NFL, but you have the best special teams player.
He's trending.
He's the best kicker ever. I'll say that.
He's trending to be that way. Look, he's got I literally think if he does two more seasons like this, you send him out there for a 65-yarder, you know. I would give it a 5% chance he misses.
Dude, I mean, you don't have to throw Hail Marys anymore.
No. Dude, you can kick from your own side of the field.
I would throw him out there for a 75-yarder. He said he thinks his cap is like 70 or 71. I say it's 75 or 80.
There will be a time. I think this year they'll do that.
And he'll make it.
Yeah, and he'll make it.
It's nuts.
The guy is so good.
Yeah.
So we'll see how the Cowboys fare as we go on. Let's go over Bears, Lions. Lions win this thing 52-21. Ben Johnson. Lions were saying
saying some mean things to him.
Yeah, they're saying we got a lot of criticism. I mean, we don't care about the Lions necessarily. They got a lot of criticism. Their first week, they get smacked by the Packers. They couldn't move the ball. They go out against Ben Johnson. They get dropped 52. Amon-Ra St. Brown has a hat trick.
Yep.
They
did whatever they wanted.
Caleb Williams,
he was a little lost again.
He's a little lost, and he's making mistakes at the wrong time.
Yep.
You know, at one point they were down 7. You know, this game started out touchdown, touchdown. Lions score, I think the Bears, I can't really remember, but there was a point in the first half where it was really
originally
critical.
Pretty tight.
Yeah, it was pretty tight. They're driving. It was a pig.
Yep. Running down the right, kind of the right side, yeah.
So, Cale's got to be better. The big name to talk about, I mean, I think Rome Odunze already has more. It's either he has more receiving yards or more catches, probably both, than DJ Moore does. He had more in this game than DJ Moore does in the first 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Rome is a guy that, you know, we talk about last year's receiving class. You've got Marvin Harrison Jr., who hasn't broken out yet. You've got Malik Nabers. I already just talked about him for 2 minutes. I'm going to get clowned for that. Rome Odunze, he was graded right behind Malik and had a terrible rookie season. So did Caleb. But man, he looks good.
It's really good. 7 for 128, 2 touchdowns.
And they look like they have a good connection.
Yeah. I mean, that was Caleb threw for 207. So that was 65% of his passing yards was Rome. So he likes Rome a lot. Rome's played well. That was about the only good thing you could say about that offense. Swift had 5.3 yards per carry. He obviously coughed up that fumble that I think that was in the first half.
They're not
going to
replace him with Monongai.
No, I mean, Monongai did end up with, he got 7 carries. I don't know how many of those came. I would assume probably later in the game when they were getting blown out. He averaged four per carry. He had one catch for 8 yards. Swift still has the chokehold on that backfield, and he's other than that fumble, he's not given them any real reason
No.
to look to other options. But
They've got to get a win.
yes,
0-2.
well, they don't have to. I'd be fine if they went 0-17.
Well,
But
look, they've got the Cowboys next week. That'll be a good game.
that'll be a fun one,
That'll be a fun
probably.
game. It's gonna probably be a lot of turnovers.
Caleb might just throw all over that defense too. I think they would let anyone.
Huge game for the Cowboys, huge game for the Bears this early in the season. The Bears cannot start 0-3. In that division, they start 0-3, playoffs are done.
I think they win that game
I
against
think
Dallas.
they probably will win. They're already favored right now.
Are they?
The total is gonna be 50. I would expect that.
Is it in Chicago?
It looks like it. So
Yeah, I mean,
we'll
that
see.
was.
Then they get the Raiders. They can win that game. They got the Commanders, and then they got the Saints. They got to find a way to at least be.
They can win three of those somehow.
We'll see.
Probably two.
Lions.
The
We don't doubt
Lions,
the
yeah.
Lions. Don't doubt the
Anyone
Lions.
saying the Lions offense was like cooked after week one.
No.
That we've seen them put up 50 points so many times in the past. Like
Yeah.
they're gonna do
They're
stuff
going to
like
do
that.
it. All right. Seahawks, Steelers. Seahawks win this one 31-17. Steelers were in it. I mean, I think I actually had just mentioned before Steelers defense. You can't do this. They've allowed, they're the highest paid defense in the league. They've allowed 32 points to the Jets and now 31 to the Seahawks.
They're bottom four in just about every defensive stat there is. They've been terrible against the run. Teams are just running opposite of TJ Watt.
Yes,
I looked at the
you gotta
kind of the
move.
next gen kind of chart. They're all just running left.
Kenneth went left only this week,
Yep.
and Breece Hall last week only went left.
Yeah. I mean, why would you run it at
And I
TJ Watt?
think, and I could be mistaken, Highsmith, he's hurt. I don't know how much time he's gonna miss.
Is he?
I'd have to double check. I'm pretty sure I saw that come through. It's it, they they've got to get that right. I mean, 100%. They go to 1-1. That's a game that I feel like they've got to win. Look, Jalen Ramsey got torched by JSN on one deep ball. Ramsey's looking slower. They let Cooper Kupp go 7 for 90.
Yeah.
I don't think Kupp's got it. If you look at Kupp's metrics, guys, last year Kupp was, beating man.
He didn't beat man.
No, he's like
Yeah.
55 in the NFL. And for Kupp standards, I mean, that's horrible.
Yeah.
He was terrible against zone too. I don't think he's got it. Give this guy 90 yards. You give Sam Darnold 22 for 33, 295, two touchdowns, two picks. You sack him twice.
Yeah.
It's got to be better on their end.
I think
Offensive side, I don't know if they can necessarily keep up.
the story of the game for the Steelers is they made some just terrible mistakes. There was one ball Rodgers threw the end zone. I think it was intended for Freiermuth and Calvin Austin. Rodgers was upset about it. Calvin Austin was kind of in the way and kind of had a broken up, got a PBU on it against his own team. And then obviously the big one is Caleb Johnson letting the ball go on the
Oh
kickoff
my
rules,
word.
not knowing the rules, giving up a touchdown
And
as if it were a full field onside
I'll make
kick.
this take, Trout. People were talking about Caleb Johnson preseason. If you looked deeper into the Steelers, it was very clear they wanted Jalen Warren. They wanted Kenneth Gainwell. Kenneth, the third down guy. They believe in Warren. I don't necessarily know if he can really.
He looked crazy that one play.
Yeah, he did. I mean, he's a guy, he will be able to produce.
Yeah.
But they need something to come out of Caleb. He looks like a bonehead right now.
It's been really limited opportunities, and there's been just only bad
I
mistakes.
mean,
Only he's still in, he still has negative yards.
he still has negative yards and he has a
Yeah.
turnover.
Yep.
That was a touchdown.
Yep.
I mean, actually, yeah, backup. Imagine your rookie running back doesn't do that. Then you're in the game.
Yeah, so Travion Henderson, you had three holds. Don't feel bad about yourself. It could be worse.
Yeah, it could. You could be Caleb Johnson. That's not good, guys.
Yeah.
Metcalf only goes for 20 yards. I'm hoping, you know, we talked about Calvin Austin last week. We said he could be a guy. He didn't look like the guy this week.
He had, I think, zero.
He had one for 22.
Okay, Rodgers did have one throw that I want to bring up where he was rolling right and he just threw it 50 yards downfield, falls down after the throw. It was down the sideline. One of the best probably throws of his career, and he's had a bunch of them. And I think it was Skowronek dropped it on the sideline. It was brutal because that would have been on all the highlights.
That would have been
on all the Aaron Rodgers TikTok edits. They would have gone crazy with that clip.
You're gonna bring it. You're gonna bring in Lazard.
Dude.
It's happening any week now. You honestly might expect it this week. You're gonna see a seventh round pick swap.
Bring him home.
Jets Steelers. You're gonna have Lazard come in. Lazard's gonna get you
three for 35.
Three for 35 or four for 40. He might even score. I think it's a move they need to do. We'll see if it actually happens, but that is what we're gonna call. Moving on, Broncos Colts. Trout said last week. This is a guess. Are you gonna stand by this take?
I mean, I think he just proved me right again.
What did he do?
Daniel Jones, I can pull up the stat line, but I said last week that Leland asked if he would be a top 22 quarterback this season. I said yes, and he would be the second best in the AFC South above Cam Ward and Trevor Lawrence. And Daniel Jones goes out 23 for 34 for 316, a touchdown, no picks. He had 200. Honestly, it's surprising he only ended up at 316. That offense did slow down and settled a little bit late in the game. But
well, it is the Broncos defense.
He had, I think, 236 passing yards in the first quarter.
No, first half. That's a lot.
It was well over 100 after the first quarter. It was something crazy. Not the first quarter, 236.
Did Jones have a pick last week?
I don't think he did.
He has no picks on the year, guys.
He's averaging 294 in the air, two touchdowns, no picks.
We don't want to
three rushing touchdowns.
We're just a few guys who think they know ball. We don't want to put all of our eggs in the Dan Jones basket.
Far from it.
Because that doesn't work. But we have an eye for talent.
I'll put my eggs in the Daniel Jones is average basket.
I mean, that's a good defense. 29 points. Jonathan Taylor, I'm a huge critic. I don't like this guy. It's a hot take.
Dude, he's so good.
He is so good, but he gets hurt. He's going to have those off games. He did not have an off game against Denver. Mm-mm. 25 carries, 165 yards, average 6.6 yards. He didn't have a rushing touchdown, but he did receiving. 2 for 50 in a touchdown. This guy's good.
Yep.
I don't like him, but he's good. He's really good.
Tyler Warren with another good game.
He's
4 for 79. That's two straight games where he's had a really big play, too. A 141-yard catch this week. See a little bit more Josh Downs with 8 targets, 6 for 51. Alec Pierce goes 4 for 68. He didn't do much week one. Pittman's still involved. Adonai Mitchell's still involved. That team actually has more weapons for Daniel Jones. I think it's a sneaky good spot for Jones to turn his career around and just a sneaky good offense if he can play.
Well, Jones is looking like a Darnold revive.
Yeah.
Vikings were not necessarily a team you thought would break out last year. They were amazing. I was going to say one thing. Look, we didn't talk about it with the Bears. Everybody was talking about the difference between everyone was higher in, I thought. People were higher on Loveland than Warren. I mean, it was obviously split camps. I heard a lot more about Loveland, Ben Johnson offense.
Yeah.
Warren was kind of a different type of player in college. Warren would line up at Wildcat. You know, they got him involved, but he's so good. He is really good.
If you're the Bears, I mean, obviously it's up to you to get Loveland involved anyway. But Bears fans are probably not
One target.
Kind of, they have to be questioning it a little bit. I think some of the Loveland hype, as far as him being hyped over Warren, was just kind of a little bit of confirmation bias. Like people saying Ben Johnson likes this guy. He was willing to take him higher. He must be better. But leading up, the entire draft process was Warren is the tight end one. And I think more teams than not would have agreed with that going into the draft. The Bears obviously were one of the ones that like Loveland. They're both going to be good tight ends, but Warren looks incredible.
Let's go over to the Broncos real quick. Look, we said last week Bo Nix has to be better. He played a good game early. Early played good. It cooled off a lot in the second half. He goes 22 for 30, 206 yards, three touchdowns, one pick. My biggest criticisms, RJ Harvey, five rushes, 8 yards. He doesn't get involved in the receiving game.
16.
Oh, did he?
Yeah,
Yeah, one for
three, one
16.
for 16. His long run was 3 yards.
He's gonna be a slower breakout. I like Harvey as a prospect. But boy, if you're a Broncos fan, you gotta be glad you brought in JK.
Yeah. JK is, he's always been one of those backs that's just really efficient with his carries, always a high yards per carry. He went 76 yards on five and a half a carry this week. He's yeah. So I mean that's a good place where you at least have Dobbins to bring in Harvey slow. You're not going to be like hurting at the run game while you wait for him necessarily. Troy Franklin
Yep. I was going to
was
say,
extremely
dude.
involved. There was you know so Sutton was the wide receiver one. Everyone knew that kind of coming in. He didn't do a whole lot, but the real question was who is going to be the wide receiver two. A lot of people love Marvin Mims for his deep play
Some hyping up Pat
ability.
Bryant.
Pat Bryant got a lot as a rookie, but Troy Franklin looks like he is quickly establishing himself as
As
that
far as the
two.
guys behind Sutton, I mean, Sutton goes one for six. I mean, I think that was intentional on the Colts end. Evan Ingram, also not involved, one for 12. But you feel confident about this group of receivers, Franklin, Mims, Pat, Bryant. I mean, mainly with Franklin now, it looks like, but thinking about how they flipped Vele for a fourth. So
Yeah, I mean,
look.
who's to say he would have even been in that offense with some of these guys that they like and all seem to have the
No,
potential to break
someone
out?
was going to get cut.
Yeah. So to get a fourth for Bailey again is just nuts.
So but I'm not concerned about the Broncos. I think the biggest takeaway is Colts are looking pretty good. Now, Daniel Jones could all change next week. Dimes could go out and, he doesn't have any picks yet. He could throw four next week.
And he could fumble a couple times.
No,
They
he
could get
busts.
up.
He could trip on his way to the end zone. He's done that before. But they look pretty good. Let's go over to the Panthers Cardinals. Can I take this to start?
Yes, you take that away.
First takeaway, I'll start with the Cardinals. 2-0 against the Saints and the Panthers. They almost lost to both. I think, if you are a Cardinals fan, I know it's their first 2-0 start in a long time. I don't know when they said the stat. It's been a while. It is the worst quality 2-0 start ever. You almost lose. I mean, that I'm serious.
It really
They
probably
were
is.
up 27 to 3. And the Panthers almost won this football game. They recovered an onside kick with a minute and 20
Minute 50.
seconds left.
Yeah.
Yeah, a minute 50.
Minute 50 or so.
They are very blessed that the Panthers offense, one, can't protect Bryce Young, but two, they just can't move the ball, especially when it matters.
It was the ugliest final drive
Worst
between that
ever.
and the
Five
penalties.
penalties, both sides of the
Zero
ball, roughing the
completions.
passer, holding, intentional
Yeah.
grounding, pass interference, everything. But Marv, man, he just doesn't look. He had a bad drop in the second quarter, and I was thinking to myself, like,
Coming back to the ball on the sideline.
God, this is not who Marvin Harrison Jr. is supposed to be. He was the most highly regarded prospect at wide receiver in a while. They were saying that he was immediately going to produce Justin Jefferson, and that's what I thought.
He was supposed to be one of those generational
Supposed to be
prospects.
generational. You take him 3 overall. He doesn't look like it. Last year, the excuse was, hey, it's his first year. Hey, it's the system. Hey, we can't get him the ball. Well, this year, he's not demanding the targets, but also he's not. Look, I don't think Kyler's good. He's not bad. He's not good.
He's fine.
He's fine. Yeah. Marv has to be better, and he has to make a move this season. I think he had 800 yards as a rookie.
Yeah.
Marv, you got it. He has to get to 1,000. I don't know if Marv's listening to this, but Marv, if you are, you got to get 1,000 yards this year, man.
How about that Michael Wilson touchdown?
I don't feel good about that. I don't feel good about Michael Wilson, and I don't feel good about that, but I will say this. Any wide receiver going up against the Panthers, especially, you know, not talking about these alphas, you know, maybe we can cut Marv a little slack. He looked pretty good last week. This week, you know, JC Horn, I'll say this, he's very underrated. The guy hasn't given up anything this year.
Great cornerback.
Anything.
Probably he'll be elite after this season. If anyone doesn't think he is already.
I mean, he gave up 8 yards last week. I don't know what he has so far. I mean, maybe I'm being too critical on Marv. Maybe I didn't see how much JC lined up on him. But JC doesn't really travel. But I don't know. McBride, I don't know if this guy can find the end zone, Trout.
I thought he would this year.
I don't think he's going to.
Last year, he had what, three?
No, he had one. He actually had two. And it was like week 15.
Yep.
His only other touchdown was because he jumped on a fumble in the end zone.
It's a one receiving touchdown, but he had so many red zone targets. He had the most on their team, I think. And it just, for whatever reason, you thought this year it would kind of correct itself. Obviously, we're 2 weeks in. Doesn't matter. He doesn't have one yet. He'll surely get it.
I think he's great. I obviously still view him as a top two tight end.
He's
amazing. It's Bowers and McBride. But it's got to be better. Defensive side of the ball. The cards look good, but I think they're playing against one of the worst offenses. Talent-wise, I mean, it's got to be the worst.
It has to be.
It has to be the worst. Look, I'm a huge Panthers fan. I love them. And I'll switch over to the Panthers side of the ball. Bryce goes for a career long in passing. He had like 315.
Yeah, I think it got up to 328.
Yeah. Well, that's because they're down four possessions.
55 attempts.
55 pass attempts. Yeah, he goes 328, three touchdowns and a pick. Bryce fumbled the ball on the first third down of the game. Fumble, scooped up, scored a touchdown. He's trying to do a little too much. O-line looked bad. Pass pro. First half, Panthers again. They don't score a touchdown in the first half of the game, guys. Bryce now has five turnovers to... Well, we got the three touchdowns. He's got five turnovers to four touchdowns this year. He took three sacks. Chuba Hubbard, 10 for 38. Rico Dowdle, 6 for 9.
Really?
So we had 49 rush yards. It's including Bryce's two-yard rush. That's really bad. Dave Canales has talked about how he wants to establish the run. It's a huge identity of the Panthers. That's why they had a lot of success in the second half of last year. I don't know if you saw this. The Panthers lost their starting center and Robert Hunt.
Yeah. Is he right guard?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you lose two starting offensive linemen. You're already only rushing for 49 yards a game. It is going to get ugly really fast. It already is. It's going to get a lot worse. I just want to highlight this too. Xavier Leggett. Guys, he had 8 targets against the Cardinals. May I remind you, Trout? Xavier Leggett, it's a first-round pick last year, 32 overall. Panthers traded into the first to get him.
Yep.
He had 400 yards last year. Right now, he has 15 targets, 15 targets, 4 catches, 8 yards. This week, he had 8 targets, 2 catches for negative 2 yards. One catch for negative 2 yards. It's the only time a receiver has ever had negative yards on 8 or more targets. Impressive stat from the young man. He looks like a complete bust. And the only positive that you can take away from the Panthers, and you don't even need to talk about this game. I'm just
T-Mac.
This one.
Yeah.
Tep McMillan. Actually, I want you to say, what, from your opinion, what are you seeing out of Tep McMillan?
I mean, he can make catches that it looks like no one else in the league can make. He looked actually good after the catch. He had that one ball on the left side of the sideline, catches it, spins around, beats the corner, gets some extra yards. He looks like just your prototypical wide receiver one.
Yep.
Like the exact mold you want. He's big. He can make catches contested. He can move. He can do it all. I would be really excited about him. Bryce does at least now have one guy he can rely on.
Can I get your honest? You're going to make some people mad. It's okay. You can make me mad.
All right.
I want your honest take on Bryce Young so far. Now, I do want you to honestly take into account the offense.
Yeah.
What are you saying to Panthers fans like myself, like you listeners out there? What are you saying?
Honestly, it's probably less negative than you would think, I would say. I don't know, dude. Like, it's so hard to judge a quarterback when he has so much just out of his control going against him. There are some just bad decisions, bad kind of pocket presence and awareness.
Doesn't protect the ball.
Right. And he's missing some throws. But yeah. I think he could be a lot worse in this, given just everything that he is facing right now. I don't even know. Like, he's a tough one. Like, you want him to succeed so much, and he's had flashes. Obviously, he did lead a couple good drives to lead the Panthers back into that game. Renfro gives him a decently dependable target somehow this week.
Two touchdowns.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he's fighting an uphill battle just on this team. I wouldn't call him just a done.
This is a really, yet, really important year.
Yeah.
The team is going to be banged up, and I'm not saying that the Panthers have to win games. The offense has to look better. You have to score a touchdown in the first half.
Right.
You haven't yet. You've got – it seems like garbage time that we were scoring. It actually wasn't. to wrap it up, look, I mean, again, Cards, I got warning alarms going off everywhere. They took a lot of injuries, too. I don't know the severity. It's not good. Trout.
They also have not run the ball well at all.
This is not a good run defense. Yeah. We've given up 200 yards on the ground, I think, in 8-10 games in a row.
I think Connor was at, like, 3 yards a carry flat. Oh. They're, like, 30th in the league in run success rate. It's that team is – yeah, that's about as ugly of a –
that's tough.
2-0 as you can
be. It's tough for them. Eagles, Chiefs. This was an Eagles football game, man.
Yep. They come out with a 3-point win. It's not really the game you're hoping for if you're excited for a Super Bowl rematch. Not a lot of offense. Hurts doesn't even cross 100 yards, I don't think, passing. They looked like they made it kind of a conscious effort, at least the first couple of drives, to get a couple balls to Devontae Smith. I think one ball to A.J. Brown early on. But after that, they didn't move the ball in the air at all. They really didn't even move the ball on the ground that much either. It was ugly.
I mean, Hurts averaged – if you guys also – you know, we talked about the chart earlier. Hurts is literally just checking the ball down.
Yeah. I think week one – I haven't seen week two. He had the most – he had the highest average time to throw in the NFL. You see that and you're like, all right, he's going to have time to find
some
guys open deep.
Somebody.
Someone crossing, someone in the middle of the field at least. He's taken all that time. The Eagles O-line has given him the cleanest pocket you could imagine, and he's still just dumping it down. Like, some of that obviously is just what the Eagles, I guess, want to do, but it's weird.
My concern, Trope. So we saw the Eagles be really good in 23. No, in 22. They were really good in 22. It started out the year really hot in 23. They lost a ton of games in a row to close the year. They go to the playoffs and they get bounced in their first playoff game. Everyone wanted Sirianni's head.
Yep.
They keep him. They go win a Super Bowl. Are they doing that again? Are they looking like, I mean, to me, they're winning.
Yeah.
And I would say they deserve to win because they do play in. The problem is when they play so slow, obviously it helps them. You also keep the game close.
Right.
And I don't know if they go up against, I mean, if they played the Bills or the Ravens right now, you think they're winning?
No.
But then they get blown out.
They're the defending Super Bowl champ until they start losing, you can't really say too much, but they don't look like a dominant team. Obviously, they're still a contender. They just beat the Chiefs, no matter how banged up they are. But they don't even look like a great football team. They look good. That's about all you can really say.
So we'll leave it at that. The defense, they look fine. Chiefs, Trout.
I mean, starting out 0-2 now,
Oh
still,
man.
that's not where you want to be. Still not like, can't be. It's the Chiefs, just like it's the Eagles. It's still the Chiefs. Mahomes struggled. He was 16 for 29. Not numbers that we're used to seeing with him. 187 yards, one touchdown, one pick. They couldn't move the ball either. Kelce gets involved 4 for 61.
Tyquan
Everyone
Thornton.
looks at Hollywood Brown as the immediate replacement with Worthy. He has 5 for 30. Same deal. He's not doing anything. Well, I mean, really, the Chiefs aren't throwing anything downfield either. It's a similar thing to the Eagles.
And they can't run the football.
Yeah,
Isaiah
and that's the
Pacheco,
difference between the
10
two
for
teams.
22, man.
Yep.
Kareem Hunt, 8 for 31.
Yeah, I mean,
It's bad.
this offense is not good.
Mahomes rushes the ball 7 for 66 and a touchdown. This guy is carrying.
I think
I
he's.
if you remove Mahomes off this offense,
Oh my gosh.
I mean, they look. I mean, it's banged up, but it's bad. And I'll say this: I don't think Worthy's coming back for another few weeks. Two.
This offense wouldn't elevate Bryce Young anymore.
No.
That's how bad it is. I think Patrick Mahomes is like top 15 in the NFL in rushing yards right now.
Which I'll say this, Mahomes looks great. You struggle with him passing. It's a
You
weird game.
can't
It's
blame it
talent.
probably on him.
As far as what I mean by looks great, his playmaking ability,
Oh, yeah.
he's showing why he is the best.
Yeah.
I just really think this. I mean, who do the Chiefs try out next week? They get the Giants. They'll get that done. But here's where it gets tricky, guys. They'll get it done against the Giants. If they don't, they're in huge trouble. I mean, we will just start it next week saying panic button,
Yes.
everything. I mean, it is bad. I mean, we'll talk about the matchup before, I'm sure. But then they go Ravens, lose that. They'll
Yeah.
go to 3-1. They've got the Jags, can win that, go to 2-3.
That could be a game.
It could be a game, but hopefully they go to 2-3 for their
Yeah.
sake. And they got the Lions. So before you get Rashee Rice back, it is very possible. I would say probable.
Yeah.
We're looking at a 2-4 Kansas City Chiefs who have to really go on a win streak to get in the wild card.
Right. And I think we said last week, like, or last episode, if you can just wait out Rashee Rice and Xavier Worthy, or at least one of the two, and be at or a game above
Yep,
500,
you're
you're
good.
like thrilled. That's
Looking very
not
unlikely.
looking like it's gonna happen. No.
They needed to somehow win that one against the Chargers. But now you can only go forward. Last game we'll cover, guys. Again, we won't be able to get to the Monday night games. They're going on right
We'll
now.
have reactions to those at some point for you
Yeah, at some
guys.
point, hopefully sooner rather than later. We've got Falcons Vikings, man. JJ McCarthy, Trout. I mean, it's not his rookie year, but essentially it is, right? He missed the entire year last year. He looks bad.
It was rough to watch. Honestly, that game in general was. It was unfortunate that was the primetime game that everyone in the country had to watch
And he's got the
because
Kirk Cousins curse.
we saw one touchdown that game and it was the just the dagger kind of fourth quarter touchdown with Algier, but it was a whole bunch of nothing. Neither offense looked great. Neither offense moved the ball a whole lot. Bijan. Neither offense moved the ball through the air. Bijan, I mean, 22 carries.
The guy's so good.
143 yards, three more catches for 25 yards. And he makes every touch he gets, it seems like five more yards than you would think he would. He's unreal.
He's unreal.
They played that clip of Saquon calling him just he goes, I love myself, but Bijan cuts in a way that no one else does. And that's the one thing. Everyone got to see that on display because he's insane. He is that offense. Penix didn't look bad. Like they didn't throw much. He was 13 for 21, no turnovers. Pitts looked very involved in the first half. Didn't have I think he had one catch for like 3 yards in the second half, but they were lining him up on the outside a lot in the first half as a wide receiver. The second half, they kind of got away from that a little bit. He was more just kind of in line. Drake London, only 3 for 49. You'd have to think that changes.
Script,
but
I think.
Yeah, it's at the end of the day, it's part of the script, probably.
I think London's really good. I think if they're going to be losing, they're not going to be able to run for, you know, Bijan can do whatever he wants. But I don't think that they're going to be able to rush as much as they were against the Vikings. I wasn't expecting that. I do think London takes a step this year.
Oh, yeah.
I think London takes a step to get Mooney back. Wasn't really involved.
2 for 20, I think.
Just to highlight that again, Trout. They're doing some interesting stuff with Pitts.
Yeah.
Now, Pitts is a guy, everybody knows who he is.
It's always every year's the year with Pitts.
Every year's the year,
this
right?
This year could be.
Amazing rookie season, blows that knee. He has not looked the same since. Mm-mm. We saw a lot of talk that he was training with wide receivers in camp. Yeah. Well, that is definitely true. Okay, so when they're in the red zone, they've got, you know, they've got Pitts ISO'd a lot of the time at the top.
Yep.
They did that consistently in the first half. That could work out really well for them.
There was one play, he was outside alone on the right side, and a linebacker was across from him. If you have a matchup like that, he's going to win that every single time.
I'm taking it every day. Yeah. So, obviously, interdivision, I don't like the Falcons. I'm rooting for Pitts. I think it's a guy that, you know, everyone kind of clowns him. I hope that he can take a step. Sliding over to the Vikings just real quick, Trout. Yeah, that's right. You got to take a sigh here. 11 for 21 for J.J. McCarthy, 158, no touchdowns, two picks. And guys, these were not picks that you're like, oh. I mean, he could have thrown more.
Yeah.
He could have had two more.
They
had
the
dropped.
Picks where you blame on someone else or you say, I saw what he was trying to do there. They were bad picks.
Yeah, and I think the fan base, from what I had seen too, everybody's upset because – you know, at the time when you draft McCarthy, you move on from Cousins.
Right.
Which I'm not saying that wasn't the right choice.
That probably was.
It probably was. You know, we saw Kirk in Atlanta last year. He wasn't good. He could still be okay, but it probably was the right choice.
Yeah.
But then you get Donald in there. And did they win 13 games last year?
I can't remember if it was 13, but it was more than 11.
So – it's pretty clear to me. Now, they do not have Addison. And Thielen, you'll hear me say this about these old players. Thielen looks like dust.
He's washed.
He is washed.
Yeah.
So they bring him back. They're hoping, you know, they only got one more week that they don't have Addison.
Yeah. He'll be huge for them.
He'll be huge. The only issue is they're going now to Carson Wentz, which could help them.
It could.
Maybe. So
in the short term. Yeah.
So what you hope is, as JJ deals with this high ankle sprain, you're hoping that he takes a step back, reevaluates, is able to pick himself up, come back in, and be better. Right. If he's not, this team is in a lot of trouble. The thing is, I'll also add, Aaron Jones goes down hamstring. This has been a problem for Showtime in the past. He's already expected to miss next week. Jordan Mason's in line. I've talked about him in the offseason, just in conversations. He could be really good.
It's a good runner. Him, you losing the Aaron Jones receiving ability hurts a lot. Especially if you're
a young
quarterback, too.
Maybe not for Carson.
True. Well, I think it just hurts your offense in general, what you're able to do missing a player like that. But regardless, Jordan Mason is a good running back. You're not going to.
Ty Chandler is also on IR, by the way.
Yeah. So who's their?
I don't know.
Who's the second back on that team now?
I think it. Look, we're going to have to see how bad Aaron Jones' hamstring is. I don't think he's a candidate to hit IR. They haven't been running another running back.
Yeah.
You know, it was obviously
someone off the practice squad, off the streets or something.
So, yeah. Probably. They probably make a move this week. Like we said, I mean, Jerome Ford could be, you know, we talked about how he's not a fit for the Commanders. He could be a fit for them, depending on.
That would make sense.
That would make a lot of sense. Now, you know, if Jones is fine, he's going to miss a week, then it's okay. But if this is going to linger, you're going to want somebody else.
Right.
So, I mean, that's all I've got. You've got any other thoughts on that?
Not really. This weird Hockenson really hasn't been involved at all. He had one catch for 12 yards. You know, you have to assume as the year progresses that passing game will take some sort of uptick. With Wentz, it probably will in the short term, and as McCarthy grows, it will a little bit with him too. But
yeah,
you know, the problem with having, you know, a quarterback that's really not playing well yet is you got a lot of really good receiving options that aren't able to do much either. They're limited. So Jefferson, 3 catches. Yeah, I mean, it's that team is going to have to.
They're going to have to figure stuff out,
or else
it's going to get ugly fast.
It could get ugly, and people could get
upset. The only saving grace for them, I know they gave up a lot of points. Well, 22 is not a ton, but.
Defense looks great.
The defense looks amazing. I mean, They're turning the ball over on their own side of the field, so it's going to score. Guys, this defense is – don't kid yourself. This is still a top-5 defense.
Yes. Brian Flores will never not have a top-5 defense.
No. And
– so that's going to keep them in games.
Yeah, it's going to keep them in games. So if quarterback – the point I was trying to make earlier, too, you know, fans are upset. They let Darnold walk. This offense can produce with a game manager.
Yes.
Because their defense will keep them in games. And as long as you can get the ball to Justin Jefferson – and I like the guy, Addison. You should be okay.
Yep.
So, JJ, he's got a lot on his shoulders, and it depends on him, man. So
take some time to get right. Spend some time with your new kid.
Yeah, for real.
And then lock back in and remember how to play quarterback.
Well, good stuff. Look, I had a lot of fun.
Yep.
So we're glad you guys are here. Hope that was. What you guys were looking for. Listen, again, you're walking around the office. You weren't sure what to talk about.
Now you do.
Now you do. Listen to this on your drive tomorrow morning. I hope you are. Look, we're glad to have you guys. This has been another episode of Guys Who Think They Know Ball. Thanks for being here. Peace.